Welcome to the Wisdom of the Womb podcast, your home for mind, body, and soul wellness for women. My name is Stephanie Adler. I'm a certified nutrition consultant, birth doula, and women's hormone and fertility expert. I've supported hundreds of women in having healthy cycles, healthy babies, and building a balanced foundation in their bodies and minds to set them up for a limitless life. Now it's your turn. I believe a woman reaches her full potential when she trusts the innate wisdom of her body and that those women change the world. So if you're wanting to achieve hormone harmony, have boundless energy, optimize your fertility, live a holistically healthy life, and learn how to love and trust your body to become the well woman you know you are meant to be, you're in the right place. Join me for weekly wisdom on topics such as holistic hormone and gut health, fertility, mindfulness, birth, pregnancy, and beyond, and leave with actionable steps towards well womanhood. Thanks for pressing play today. I'm so excited for the magic we're going to create together. Let's dive in. Hey, women of wisdom. I'm so excited about today's episode because my obsession with minerals has quite literally revolutionized not only my coaching practice, but my clients' health and well-being, and overall has transformed countless lives. And so with this look into minerals today on the pod, I'm really excited to be able to extend that reach and help you understand how balancing and replenishing your minerals can lead to ultimate well-being. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know that if you decide you want to do a hair mineral analysis test with me, there is still time to join the Well Woman Collective, where every participant gets her first hair mineral analysis test and protocol development free. This is the first time that I've ever included the HTMA in the Well Woman Collective, and I'm doing it because every woman needs to get the access to the insights that we get from this functional lab. It is that life-changing. Additionally, of course, my private clients are getting this add-on as well. So if you want to join us in the Well Woman Collective, the time is now, my love. See the show notes for more details. There are also options to do the program VIP, where you get a hybrid of the amazing benefits of being in a cohort of women who are on the same path to a more holistic lifestyle, while also getting the high-touch private support from me with additional one-on-one coaching calls, private Slack line with me, and more. So reach out if you have any questions via Instagram or through the website, and we can always hop on a clarity call to help you determine which program avenue is the best fit for you. So with all of that said, let's get into the good stuff. Let's talk about why we're including the hair mineral analysis with every client now, because it is so juicy and so good. But first, what are minerals? Sometimes I think we throw these words around and it can be really helpful to identify what we're talking about here. So minerals are one of the micronutrients that our bodies rely on to function optimally. Macronutrients, the big guys, are the brick and mortar of what make up our body: protein, carbs, fats. And the micronutrients are like the finishes, okay? They make a home comfortable to live in, right? Like, you wouldn't want to just live in a scaffolded brick and, you know, bricked building with that didn't have anything inside, right? Like, you need the finishes to make a home actually comfortable to live in. And so if this home is our body, the micronutrients are what makes it comfortable. And these micronutrients are broken into different categories as well. We have vitamins, we have minerals, we have phytonutrients, antioxidants, which are usually lumped in with phytonutrients. And sometimes I find that vitamins and minerals are really lumped together. And while they're both really important to get enough of, we can get some really awesome insight into the way minerals support the body via a super simple at-home hair test. Okay, this is something you do in your bathroom with a friend or by yourself. It's so easy. And then you send it into a lab and we get results usually within 2 weeks. So the HTMA test, which stands for hair mineral analysis test, looks at the following minerals. It looks at sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, manganese, copper, chromium, selenium, phosphorus, and zinc. Additionally, we also get a look into metals such as mercury and aluminum, lead, cadmium, nickel, arsenic, cobalt, lithium, boron, and get to see how some of these other minerals and metals might be having an impact on your body. Usually those ones are having a little bit more of a negative impact. The way this is done is by taking a sample of hair from the base of your head. You can also do this at home. You know, you can do it at home. It's so easy. You can do it with the help of a friend, which is recommended because then you can get a good cut. Like you're not trying to like hack it with all the mirrors, but you really can do it by yourself too. And it's not a lot of hair, but usually taking two small cuts from different areas helps it not be as noticeable when it's growing back out. And how this is different and better than a blood test is that it gives us a 3-month snapshot. It is an excretion pattern, meaning that you are releasing it and we're seeing a pattern that shows us what has been happening for 3 months. And a main way that we release minerals is through our hair. And sometimes we excrete a lot at a high level when we're in a state of stress. Other times we are able to see that someone is really depleted because they are excreting very low levels, meaning they don't have adequate amounts of these important minerals. And how this is so different from a blood test is we're really getting this 3-month snapshot, whereas blood tests are simply looking at what's available in the blood at that moment in time. And blood is how many minerals are transported. So at any given time, that number may be increased if you recently had eaten more of something, but it isn't giving us an accurate look at overall what the levels are and how effectively your body is able to use them, which is a huge part of what we're able to see with the HTMA. Another amazing tool this test gives us is mineral ratios. So the way these minerals interact with each other is significant to different body systems. So we look at the ratios between the different minerals and get insight into different systems in the body. For example, calcium and magnesium ratio tells us about blood sugar, whether someone is making more insulin than is being cleared or vice versa. And then we can layer that information in with what their chromium levels are, because chromium is critical for blood sugar balance. And we're getting a picture of how someone's blood sugar is doing over the last 3 months, not just in this individual moment when this test was done. We also get insight into the adrenal system and whether or not the adrenals are sluggish, the thyroid. And what's so awesome about the thyroid marker is that it sometimes correlates with clinical findings, but often can show a sluggish thyroid before a blood test will show it. Because the thyroid needs minerals like potassium to function optimally. And even before on a blood test from a clinical perspective, it is showing up as hypothyroid. We can see that the thyroid can need extra support ahead of time, which is often such a relief for ladies that I work with who are having symptoms like a sluggish metabolism, fatigue, and they've gone to their doctor and their doctor has tested their thyroid to say and said it's come back normal. But we get insight into how, you know, we might be seeing something before your thyroid is showing up as abnormal because it's still not functioning optimally. It's so amazing. We can also get insight into how quickly someone is able to detoxify and so much more. So I've gotten a little bit ahead of myself because I get so excited about minerals, but what we're going to do today is speak about what these minerals and their values mean, illuminate what common symptoms of imbalanced minerals, and discuss what are some common patterns we see come up when testing women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and why does this all matter? So common symptoms linked to mineral imbalances are, drum roll please, weight gain or weight stagnation, hormone imbalances, period problems, inflammation, hair and skin issues, fatigue or low energy, constipation, bloating, low libido, infertility, and overall just a lot of depletion, especially postpartum. And this is because minerals are at play with every single system in the body. I already spoke about how we get insight into blood sugar regulation, thyroid function, adrenal status, detoxification, and more, and how each of these systems play a role with each other. So let's look at fertility. Fertility interplays with hormone regulation, adrenal health, thyroid health, and blood sugar balance. How? Well, for healthy pregnancies to occur, hormone balance, if not absolutely necessary, is really helpful because we need to make adequate progesterone to support a pregnancy. It is the progestation hormone. And you know what really helps us make adequate progesterone? Is having a well-functioning thyroid. And then what really helps your thyroid is having nourished adrenals to support with energy production so that a thyroid isn't working alone. And all of these functions are sitting on the foundation of blood sugar balance. See how they all dance together? It's like synchronized swimming. Each individual system contributes to the collective whole. Sometimes when I'm talking about this, I sort of feel like that meme, I think it's of Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and his like detective style charts with all the strings connecting everything, connecting all the pieces. And he kind of looks like, it's like really kind of crazy feeling. But that's really how this works in the body. When you go to an OBGYN for help with your periods, let's say you have irregular cycles, and they exclusively look at it from a reproductive hormone perspective, you're missing all of those systems that interplay with it. And eventually you get sent to an endocrinologist who looks at all of the hormone systems, right? They're looking at the adrenals and the thyroid, but then they're still maybe missing the inflammation piece. And you get bounced around from practitioner to practitioner who's only looking at it in their tiny scope rather than looking at it holistically as your whole body and how all these systems are connecting. So we all need to be the Charlie that's connecting all of the systems. But the HTMA really helps make that not feel crazy, right? Like not feel all over the place, because it really shows us this full picture. And I can't tell you how many clients I've had completely restore their energy and feel like new women after balancing their minerals. How many women were able to conceive after struggling? And all of these minerals really matter, because the symptoms of having imbalanced minerals impact the way we are able to show up in our lives, in our relationships, in our careers, and with our families. How does not having abundant energy show up for you? Does it impact your career or your partnership, your social life? How does feeling bloated impact your self-confidence and mental health? What about acne? It matters in such a big way. Trust me, I've been there. I remember getting off the pill and probably having copper toxicity, which is something I see on hair mineral analysis reviews more like pretty often. And I'll speak to this more in a minute. And I got off the pill and I had such bad acne. And the irony is that I was actually in school for my first degree in nutrition at the time. And my teacher, shout out to Nori from Bauman College, gave us all HTMAs to do. And I did it, but I didn't send the check-in with it. Like I thought that we were going to pay her back. I just got confused. And then I didn't end up doing it because I needed to cut more of my hair to send it again. And I didn't want to do that, which is so silly of me. And then I kind of just forgot about it. But it's so interesting because I could have gotten so much insight so much faster and healed so much faster, but we all learn from our mistakes and here we are. And now, you know, 10 years later, I'm like, wow, this is so life-changing. But I remember how much that acne impacted my self-confidence. And I see it in so much of my practice and how being low energy sucks so much of the capacity for joy out of my clients' lives, and how uncomfortable you feel not pooping for days or a week at a time, and how that contributes to how uncomfortable you feel in certain situations, social situations, romantic situations, work situations, and beyond. And, you know, I actually had a closing call with a client 2 days ago, and you know, when we got her HTMA results back, she had really high copper toxicity, was bordering on a calcium shell. She had so many digestive issues. She felt so sick. She was constantly interfering with all of her social plans. She felt like it was taking a toll on her marriage. I mean, there was so much that felt so wrong. And on paper, like, she had a great life. She lives in a beautiful apartment in New York. You know, her husband is amazing. And she just felt, though, like, the way she was feeling in her body was really holding her back. And, you know, we did this test. We got so much insight. We also did a GI map on her, and that really helped round out the picture. And I just did my closing call with her, and I asked her, you know, to do some reflection. And she was just like, I feel like a new human. I never thought feeling this good was possible. Thank you so much. And I'm just so grateful, because Stephanie 5 years ago would have been really able to help this woman in terms of upgrading her diet and her stress management. And we definitely did so much that wasn't just rooted in labs. And she'd been to other practitioners before and like had not had a lot of success with them. You know, she had been to Parsley Health, which is something that I see a lot of my clients do, and they think they're getting this functional high level treatment, but it's really kind of stuck in that conventional system still sometimes. And I'm so grateful that we had this tool to be able to give us insight into her copper toxicity and like, wow, that was unlocking such a huge piece here. And I'm just so grateful. And, you know, these tests just allow us to go so much deeper, because a lot of the common patterns that we see show up in these hair mineral analysis really impact your psyche and the way that your body and reproductive system show up. And, you know, she's getting ready to go into conceiving. And I'm so glad that we were able to identify this, what would have been potential huge barrier, and address it ahead of time. So I do want to look at some of these common patterns and talk about what I oftentimes will see, how they might impact your body, you know, causes of them, and just kind of give a little bit of a high level there. And so the first one I see is a calcium show. And this is usually so validating for clients to see when it comes up, because it gives language and a reason for how they've been feeling. Language to talk about this reason and a reason of how they've been feeling. And I'm really only, like I said, going into the high level of each of these to give you an idea of how the scope of what we can, you know, to give you an idea of the scope of what we can see. But of course, we should, you know, should we do an HTMA together inside the Well Woman Collective, you'll get a much deeper picture and deep dive into these patterns, again, also inside private coaching containers. So what's a calcium show? A calcium show is when you have very high hair calcium levels, and it means that calcium isn't being utilized in the body effectively. It's being taken from the bones and deposited into soft body tissues, or even creating a hard shell around the cells, creating an environment where nutrients have trouble getting in and toxins have trouble getting out. As you can imagine, that's not a recipe for feeling good. Calcium shells can be a trauma response and are often involved with a tendency for physiological withdrawal, defensiveness, or more of a protective stance. It can have a numbing effect on the nervous system, which can cause fatigue, apathy, depression, withdrawal, detachment, can impair one's ability to express emotions. And typically with a calcium shell, we see someone who is very overwhelmed by stress, not handle stress adequately, or because they are very sensitive or some other reason feel the need to be protected from stress. And I'm thinking back to one client in particular who was in the last cohort of the Well Woman Collective. And I actually know her socially from before the program. So I was able to witness this before I knew her professionally as well. And she's a mama, 2 kids, works full time. And so, like, yes, of course, there is a lot going on. But generally, she always seemed overly overwhelmed. You know, she would be canceling plans last minute because it was just, you know, like everyday stuff felt like too much and she couldn't get a grip on it. She couldn't get a grip on dinner most nights. The smallest things were constantly sending her over the edge. And when we did her mineral analysis, it came back that she had such a high calcium show. And a few months into the program and into her protocol, she was so cool, calm, and collective about most things in her life. It was this huge, major turnaround. And not only was she free from this constant state of overwhelm, but it created so much more capacity for her to enjoy her children and enjoy her life. It was so truly so powerful to witness this transformation. I remember on one of the calls, she was talking about how they did this family trip to Disney, and usually she would just feel so overwhelmed. But like she didn't, and she was able to manage all their food, and just, it was so refreshing. And, you know, the same mama had a major increase in her energy after balancing her minerals, which makes sense because before she wasn't able to get nutrients in and out of her cells effectively. But she just came back recently from a 10-day international trip, which was very go, 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 like really intense, and told me it's the first trip she's done in years like that, like a first like work trip, you know, international trip where she didn't come back fully exhausted. What a gift. So anyways, that's a high level look at the calcium shell. Well, actually, one more thing I want to say about it is sometimes also calcium shells inhibit expression, and sometimes that also causes it. And so while there are physical reasons for calcium shells, there are often the physiological causes need to be addressed as well to correct the mineral imbalance, which is why the Well Woman Collective is such a comprehensive program that also looks at stress management, talks about the other lifestyle pieces, and is not, and is a long-term program and not a protocol in a box. Okay. Because yes, we use supplements and food to support and correct these minerals, but that is not what's going to address it alone in most cases. And especially with someone with a calcium shell who already finds life overwhelming, these changes need support and community and the ability to take things in at an appropriate pace, which is why this long-term container gives us space. And all of these reasons are why the Well Woman Collective is really such a successful program. A woman on Instagram just reached out to me. She, like, I had been talking about hair mineral analysis tests. She went to some like random practitioner to get them done for her and her whole family, did the tests. They basically sent over like a form with supplements for them to take and a few recommendations and are like, good luck. She's so lost. She has no idea what's going on. They're not going to be effective with it. And it's eventually just going to be money down the drain. The point is to really utilize these labs and these tools to support long-term change and success, right? So that's really why it's part of a program. And I don't really do these protocol in a boxes for people who haven't been clients and who don't understand that it really needs to be part of a comprehensive lifestyle shift. Another pattern that I often see on HTMA or on HTMAs is copper toxicity. And by the way, a lot of these patterns can overlap. So some people I will see will have both a calcium shell and copper toxicity. And copper toxicity is usually the result of hormonal birth control use, even in the past. Like if you took birth control in the past, it can stick around. It can be caused by copper IUDs, exposure to copper pipes, and or cookware. There are also cases where it is a result of a high copper diet combined with a low zinc diet. And sometimes it's not related to any external source at all. It can be a result of a really high estrogen environment, whether that's like taking estrogen. It's a little bit like chicken and the egg with copper and estrogen. It can cause estrogen dominance, but also it can be a result of estrogen dominance. So whether you're taking estrogen from like fertility treatments or just exposed to it in like, because your body is making too much and your hormones aren't balanced. It could also be a result of poor liver function, like a congested detox system from really depleted adrenal health. All of these are things that we can, you know, adrenal health, we're also able to see on the HTMA. And sometimes it can be associated with chronic viral or mold infections. So it can come from a lot of different places. And copper toxicity is interesting because it's often hidden, especially on a first test. There are a few ways that we look for copper toxicity, and we can suspect if it's hidden copper toxicity, which I often will see. And it's really important to find out because copper toxicity can cause low energy levels and chronic fatigue, decreased thyroid function, liver damage. It can cause a weakened immune system, GI symptoms, especially like constipation, really high levels of oxidative stress and free radicals, hormonal imbalances, infertility, and neurological issues such as depression and anxiety. And I recently saw a client who had one of the highest levels of copper toxicity I had ever seen. And it was wild how much it correlated. She felt, you know, crappy for so long with no relief from her doctors, was constantly tired, had terrible constipation and stomach aches, really painful periods. She fortunately came in time to prep before getting pregnant. So we don't know what would have been, if it could have been affecting her fertility in the future, which is one of the reasons when I love when women come to me in advance of wanting to get pregnant. It is so helpful. It can save so much stress from coming up down the line. But anyway, she detoxed the copper and made some really other strategic changes that I recommended. And within 3 months, all of those symptoms were totally gone. You know, I just did a closing call with her and she, yeah, just like was feeling so good. And I'm so grateful for this HTMA. And you know, this is a, like, I already told a story that's similar to this as well. Like I do see copper toxicity show up. I would say on the last, now I'm counting on the, like out of the last probably 10 HTMAs that I've done, I've had copper toxicity come up 4 times. And I just had 2 clients that just finished, you know, who both, that was a really big cause of things that were going wrong with them. It does come up. It's something that we're seeing. So anyways, just this morning, I was doing an analysis for a client and her husband's HTMAs, and they both had copper toxicity, which one tells us they're probably sharing a source, most likely pipes. And this couple has been trying to get pregnant for 1.5 years and had a couple of pregnancy losses with no real explanation. And here we can find one. There are so many layers to the copper toxicity and how it might be impacting their fertility. A big one is looking at how the oxidation and free radicals that are a result of the copper toxicity can cause egg and sperm quality issues. And it degrades the quality of these, of the beginnings of life of the sperm and the eggs. And so you can see how powerful this test can be and, you know, how the insight and knowledge of that you have copper toxicity can make a huge difference in how we support a client's back to balance and healing. Another pattern I regularly see is the four lows pattern. A four lows pattern is where the 4 main electrolytes and minerals, calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, are in all in a depleted state. And on a first HTMA, it generally shows us a picture of exhaustion, or it can show that someone is maybe not absorbing their nutrients properly due to gut health issues. This is one of the main reasons I really love doing a GI map alongside an HTMA, because we're able to see a more full and comprehensive picture of a person's health status. A GI map is a stool sample that we use to get insight into the gut. In this pattern, someone is often in a state of being chronically tired. A four lows, you know, client is exhausted. And we find that these individuals are often not producing healthy levels of adrenal hormones, and their thymus gland is overactive, which is, you know, why we usually find that a four lows pattern client might have allergies or sensitivities to their environment. Their adrenal glands are just not producing adequate hormones due to their low potassium levels and chronic sympathetic dominant state. So this whole environment basically can cascade and domino effect into countless other health issues for hormones, fertility, and so much more. And, you know, we've seen how all of these systems work together. And so it makes sense, right? And when we're thinking about libido or fertility, it's really interesting because, you know, especially, but not exclusively, when I'm working with second-time moms or people who want to become moms for the second time, where they've given so much of their nutrient reserves to a baby in pregnancy and then through breastfeeding, it can be super easy to be depleted. And we'll see low reserves because they weren't intentional about building that back up during that first stage of life. And as I said, I often see this pattern like with postpartum mamas, especially who are trying to conceive again and maybe are having trouble or just feeling like less than their bouncy selves after having a baby. I also see this a lot of times with people who've really prioritized their careers in a big way and are super burnt out. And it's really interesting because when adrenal reserves are low, adrenaline is needed for birth. And so the body won't prioritize libido because it doesn't think if you get pregnant, you're going to be strong enough to give birth. And the body is just so wise. And it's so neat to be able to see it in the data. And, you know, these four lows patterns, which is this really depleted picture that I oftentimes see with people who are really burnt out in their career, with people who have had babies, it can be a really challenging pattern to correct unless you're feeling really supported. And I'm so happy to say that I've really seen clients with this pattern improve and have been blessed to witness how it shows up in their lives. I've had a mom of three, you know, little kids say that she has more energy than she knows what to do with and is considering going for baby number four as a result. Like, it's huge. It really can make such a big difference. And making sure that you're in a container that is really supportive while you're making these shifts and really rebuilding and replenishing can really help if you're having one of those four lows patterns. Another thing that the HTMA can give us insight into is metals. And we get a glimpse of this with mercury status, aluminum, and other heavy metals that can be wreaking havoc in the body. And these are also metals that we know can have a negative impact on a developing fetus. So finding out this information and binding these metals and getting them out of your body before conceiving is a really great pregnancy prep practice. I really could go on and on and on about the positive impact of this test. I know everyone can benefit from doing it. Truly everyone. And that is why for the first time ever, we included the test and the analysis and the custom protocol based on the results in the Well Woman Collective program. Last year was the first year that you could add it on as a bonus. And we saw how much the participants who chose to add it on thrived based on those results and how the data really supported their time inside the Well Woman Collective. So we decided to include it for everyone. Also, it's fine if you don't live in the United States, we can ship it to over 60 countries around the world. So just ask. We're getting very close to the start date of the new program, the new cohort of the Well Woman Collective. It is not a new program. I've been running it for over 4 years. And I couldn't be more excited because the Well Woman Collective is my favorite program that I've run in my business. It has an impeccable track record, truly. And I know from witnessing over 120 women go through this program over the years that it will be one of the best investments you will ever make. Investing in your health is investing in yourself. And you, my love, will always be your best investment. To recap, the Well Woman Collective is an 8-month program. There are 8 modules based on the 8 areas I've discovered in almost a decade of doing this magical healing work that I believe women need to be educated in and able to integrate in their lives in order to thrive in the modern world. There are two live coaching calls a month with me where we come together as a community to celebrate wins, talk through challenges, create goals, and have time to get coached by yours truly. In between your calls, you have access to the Well Woman Collective portal where there are countless resources to lean on, hundreds of recipes, meal plans, recordings of previous cohort calls to learn from the knowledge and wisdom that took place in those calls, in addition to the monthly modules that are recorded so that you can work through them on your own pace, as well as access to a community Slack channel where we share resources, hype each other up, troubleshoot problems, and get support from me on a weekly basis between calls. The value of this program is insane. Every business coach I've ever had cannot believe how reasonable I keep the investment for how much support you get inside this program. It is my baby and I love it. And I love the women who make it so wonderful. So I give it my all. If you have questions about if the collective is right for you, please send me a message. We can always hop on a clarity call to make sure it's a perfect fit for you. I so hope to see you inside the Well Woman Collective and to get to support your health through mineral balance and so, so much more. The links to learn more about the program are in the show notes. You can book a call with me there and you can connect with me on social media as well. In health, and until next week, lots of love. Thanks, family.